You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and your answers this hour. You can send those to anything at kera.org, and that's where we got this stack to start us off today. Cassie in Gainesville writes, I've been watching a lot of the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver and have noticed that television personalities are calling the Olympics by their formal name and saying the 21st Olympic Games. She says, when I first heard this, it threw me. I assumed it should be called the Games of the 21st Olympiad, which is correct. Is there a difference between the Summer and Winter Games, or is it because of the split that happened several years ago to hold the Winter and Summer Games in different years? Does anyone know? 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. BJ has a couple of questions. What's the proper distance to set a soaker hose from the foundation of a house in the summer? What can you use to get the odor out of a Jeep canvas soft top that a cat has sprayed? And possibly one of the greatest questions we've ever had on the show. How do you cook a grilled cheese sandwich so that it will remain crispy? BJ says, mine always brown beautifully, but are limp, and I use whole wheat bread and margarine. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. A couple more before we go to the phones. Wendy in Dallas says, not too long ago, I saw two coyotes around Spring Valley Midway in Dallas, and I wonder if anyone keeps track of the coyote population in the DFW area. How many are there? Are they more concentrated in one area than another? Do they eat mainly squirrels and ducks, or do we need to worry about our dogs and cats? Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's start today with Jose in Dallas. Hello, Jose.
Hey. Love the show.
Thanks.
I just heard a question of a gentleman of how far you should place a soaker hose away from the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I had foundation problems, and the foundation gentleman, they repaired my house at about a foot away from the – and then also there's a depth. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
But okay.
About a foot is about right.
Okay.
And then I had a question about decorative sandstones that people place in their yards.
Yeah.
They're really pretty. And I'm wondering how people get to get them to get a green color on top of them. I believe they're growing something on top of that. And I want to see what it is. We have one, and it's just this brown-looking thing. And I thought with time, something would grow on top of it. But I guess there's actually like a plant living on top of it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is where we find Mike in Hearst. Hello, Mike.
Hi. I'm going through a drive through. I apologize.
Right.
I have a question about there's a local restaurant in my area, pretty big chain, and they have a sign placed above a freeway, and a couple of their neon letters are out. And there's only five letters in the name, and I'm wondering why it takes businesses so long to replace those letters in their neon signs.
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Justin, who says, I'm a professor at SMU, and for a classroom activity, I'd like to get two large sheets of corrugated plastic, about 4 feet by 8 feet. Justin says, it's a lot like corrugated cardboard, except it's made out of plastic. It's expensive to ship, and it's hard to find places that'll sell single sheets rather than big packages containing way more than I need. Does anyone know of a local source that sells single sheets of corrugated plastic at a reasonable price? 800-933-5372. Roy in Fort Worth wrote us and wonders if it's possible that a chihuahua could become impregnated by a large dog, like a St. Bernard or a Great Dane, and successfully carry the puppies to term, or would the puppies be so large in vitro that they could not be delivered and could in fact endanger the life of the small dog mother? Or is there some unknown genetic code that would prevent conception in the first place? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Harvey in Red River. Hello, Harvey.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
On that corrugated plastic?
Yeah.
They should be able to go to any of the sign shops that do vinyl signs.
Mm-hmm.
They buy it in large quantities. You'll pay a premium, but they will probably be more than happy to share it with an SMU professor.
Okay.
Okay, I live in Wiley, but I'm up here in Selheck, so if I drop off, we know what happened. cell gods decided to go south on me.
No.
I get 90.1 sometimes, usually in the mornings, and then I got to click over to 99.3 in the afternoons, and there's that time delay. Can you explain that?
Well, it's the time delay. You hear how much of a time delay?
Usually it's about 4 or 5 minutes.
Really?
Really. I mean, it's drastic. In fact, I have to wonder where the extra minutes go, because they both end on, you know, on the hour.
Huh.
And you're sitting there going, where does it come in? Where does it go? Where's this missing time going? And then also 99.3 up here comes in and out. And I think I've had times when it's been like 3 or 4 days with no 99.3. You know,
those may have been incidents where there was work being done on the transmitter. You know, and sometimes it takes a couple of days to get the parts and get everything fixed. But as far as the time lag, you know, hopefully someone who is more familiar with the engineering side of things is listening in and can give us an answer.
Yeah, I thought you were the smartest one around there.
Hey, I read the emails and you know what I mean?
Okay.
No, but I'm no engineer, but we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
One more time. Y'all did good.
Hey, thank you very much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Lindsay in Arlington writes, I'm new to Arlington and have been looking for a friends meeting. These are Quaker church meetings. Lindsay says, I've searched online and found nothing except in Dallas, and I don't want to go that far. Does anyone know if there are any friends meetings in Arlington? And Lindsay says, those are Quaker church meetings. Jesse says, the road construction to Inwood and Stemmons is now completed. I work between hospitals in this area, and traffic flow is great now. Who does one thank for this improvement and its completion? Well, that's a great question, and I don't know who did that work, but maybe someone will know. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Greg in Lancaster emailed us and says, when I see the name of the CEO of Toyota in print, it's spelled Toyota with a D-A at the end. However, on their cars, it's spelled Toyota with a T-A. Why the difference? That's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Ofordelay in Mansfield. Hello, Ofordelay.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking my question.
You bet.
I have a quick question. I was talking with my brother last night, and I realized I didn't have the answer. Global warming, I understand it leads to extreme weather, but how does that translate to snow and ice and extreme winter? I can't make the connection.
Well, from what I've heard about, you know, are you talking about the recent weather here in North Texas?
Yes, just in the North Texas, yeah.
Sure.
Some are trying to connect it to global warming.
I don't think you really can, because global warming or climate change is a multi-generational issue. It's not a year-to-year weather pattern issue. You know, weather and everything I've read, weather is what we experience day to day, and it can be extreme and it can have fluctuations. But climate changes are, you know, a major difference between, say, the climate that people 4 or 5 generations ago experienced and what we experience, and then on into the future. Now, the research that I've seen on extreme weather as a result of climate change, you know, there are certain, if you call them tipping points, where once you reach a certain temperature in the atmosphere, the whole climate can start to change, and we could have more glaciation and snow and perhaps another ice age. That would be hundreds or thousands of years away as a result of any, you know, global warming that's going on now. But the weather that we're having right now, I think, it's probably more due to an El Nino year, which is a different meteorological phenomenon that starts in the Pacific. I'm no expert, but, you know, I do read a lot about this stuff. But
thank you.
And maybe
thank you.
Someone will give us some more clarification on that, too.
Well, thank you. That was very informative.
You
thank
bet.
You so much.
Thanks for calling. And also
bye-bye.
Want to give credit where credit is due. And if you heard the Lee Cullum commentary this morning on KERA, Lee discussed this as well. And it would be worth going to kera.org and downloading that, because Lee talked a little bit about the difference between weather and climate. And so I got Lee to thank for that as well. up next at 800-933-5372 is Matt in Caddo Mills. Hello, Matt.
I originally called with two answers, but now I had a third while I was waiting for you to get around to me. The difference in the spelling between Mr. Toyota's name and the company name has to do with the way the name is written in Japanese. His family name takes 10 strokes to write the name, but the company name only takes 8, and 8 is considered to be a lucky number.
Very good.
So the other answers I had on coyotes, well, one of the questions was what they eat and whether or not they'll eat your pet. They most certainly will gobble up your cats and dogs, anything that they can get a hold of. I have lost numerous barn cats to coyotes. Pretty much I had my barn cat population decimated, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But yes, they will go after any small animal that that they can get. On the grilled cheese sandwich, the key to getting a crispy sandwich is don't use too much butter. Too much butter will saturate the bread and will leave you with a nice brown but very soft sandwich. If you just use a very thin coating of either butter or margarine, that'll be enough to assist in the browning, but will let your bread stay nice and firm, and in the cooking process, it'll kind of toast it, so you'll get that firm, crisp sandwich instead of a very soft one.
Matt, thanks so much.
Okay.
We also got a suggestion from Laura in Dallas at anything@kera.org to try toasting the bread on low with no butter or cheese before making the grilled cheese sandwich, so pre-toast the bread a little bit. And let's see, Joey in Dallas says, to cook grilled cheese, it gets crisp. You need to put butter on both sides of both pieces of bread and also put butter in the skillet. Then when you cook the sandwich in a skillet on pretty high heat, it's kind of like it fries the bread. Joey says the bread browns and gets crunchy. He says it isn't exactly healthy, but it sure is good. 800-933-5372. Up next is Lane calling from Dallas. Hello, Lane.
Hi, Jeff. I had a question about feral cats. We have feral cats behind our house in a utility alley, and we've been trying to research how to humanely capture them and then set them free, hopefully somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out how there's a company in Dallas that supposedly will spay and neuter them, and then you can re-release them in the wild, and they won't overpopulate, but we really don't want to release them back behind the alley.
Right.
So I was trying to, my question was, is does anyone know of, and it sounded like if that guy needed more barn cats, I can help him out. But I was wondering if there's somewhere in the Metroplex where they do, take feral cats and they don't kill them.
Right, where they spay and neuter them and relocate them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hello. I had an answer concerning the problem with the cat spraying or cat urine on the canvas Jeep top.
Go right ahead.
And the thing to do with that is you have to clean it with soap and water first, let it dry, and then there's various products. I've got one called Complete, which is the stain and odor removal. And you can pick that up at most big box stores like Target. And usually takes about 2 or 3 treatments with that, and that'll remove the odor from the canvas.
Very good. David, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
It's anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. It is anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. The phone number, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. A couple of unfinished business items from last week. Barry said, the person who spoke on air saying a release is required for photographing people in public is incorrect. You need a release if you intend to make money on the images. And let's see, Barry recommends that we check out Bert Craig. It's K-R-A-G-E. Maybe it's Craggy. His website for a downloadable PDF booklet that specifies what your rights are as a photographer. And that website is www.krages.com. Craig responded to the question about turtles and tortoises and the difference. Said there's a DFW Turtle and Tortoise Club, and you can find them at dfwturtletortoiseclub.blogspot.com. I was pronouncing the Polish pastry incorrectly. It's spelled P-A-C-Z-K-I. I've been told by, let's see, Maggie near UTA to try saying it like Puanchki. She says it's a huge Polish tradition to have them on Fat Tuesday. They're kind of like donuts, but much, much better. She says, I'm from Chicago as well, and the only place I've found them would be at the European Market in Delhi. It's at 11613 North Central Expressway in Dallas. It's called European Market in Delhi. And let's see, Bruce in Dallas, who's a chef instructor in Dallas, says, I understand there's a question regard to punchkis, which are extra rich jelly or fruit-filled donuts. Punchki is a Polish word. They're made with a yeast-raised dough that's enriched with eggs, egg yolks, and butter, along with nutmeg and sugar. They are cut about an inch thick and are deep-fried, preferably in lard, and then filled with jelly, pastry cream, prune filling, etc., and then dusted in powdered sugar. They are generally available during the pre-Lent season, and in Michigan, Punchki Day is celebrated on Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, although they can be purchased for most of the same week. He says, this past Fat Tuesday, I created the first annual Punchki Day held at the Art Institute of Dallas Culinary Arts Department. He says, I'm a chef instructor at the school that lived in Michigan for many years and decided Texas deserved the world's greatest jelly donuts. He says, some claim that a single Punchki can contain as many as 800 calories, which make it something that is best eaten once a year. Oh, and he reminds us that next year on Fat Tuesday, they'll be selling them again at the Art Institute of Dallas. So, Bruce, remind us ahead of time, please. And a couple of questions, or a couple of answers, rather, have come in about the plastic sheeting. Let's see, from someone says, Allied Plastic on Shady Trail has the corrugated plastic sheeting and apparently sells any quantity. Kate says you can buy the corrugated plastic called Coroplast from Regal Plastics on Merrill Road off 35, just south of Royal. Kate says, I went last year and bought one 4x8-foot sheet relatively inexpensively. And Mark suggests Riley Eccles Printing Incorporated as a source. And the grilled cheese sandwich debate rages on here. Dee in Kennedale says, the secret to a perfect crispy grilled cheese sandwich is a well-seasoned cast iron skillet, medium-high heat, and real butter. He says, make sure your skillet is hot before you add the sandwich and leave it alone until it's time to flip. And Lisa says, use clarified butter. This will allow you to cook at a higher temperature so that the bread will crisp. You can make it yourself from commercial butter or buy it at a gourmet market, and it's called ghee, G-H-E-E. 800-933-5372. Up next is Shalane in Arlington. Hello, Shalane.
Hi. I just wanted to let the SFB professor know that Coroplast is actually made in a factory here in Dallas.
Oh.
So he might be able to contact the factory directly and get them to donate something for him.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Sure.
And let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Stephen in Dallas. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Another great show.
Thanks.
Hey, so I had two answers. The first one is on the climate change thing. If the guy who posed the question originally would do a little research and looking at also ocean temperatures,
mm-hmm.
and how changes in ocean temperatures can affect the current patterns. And so, like, presently, for their latitude, England is much warmer than you would expect it to be, and that's related to ocean currents. Changes in the temperatures in the ocean, even a degree or two, would change these current patterns. And so you could have global warming, you know, and the global trend of higher temperatures, but places like England would actually be, you know, covered in ice.
Yeah, the currents, the ocean currents are really the big conveyor belts of weather and climate on the planet anyway, right?
Absolutely, because if you think about it, it takes a lot more energy to change water, the temperature of water than it does air.
Right.
So it's like a stabilizer. It's a buffer, if you will. And then my second answer was relative to the gentleman who called about the cats.
Yeah.
And I would encourage him thoroughly to consider 2 points. The animal shelters will come out and they'll set traps and they'll pick them up when you call them and tell them that there's an animal in the trap. If he's concerned about the cats being killed, I think his compassion is a little misplaced because these are non-indigenous animals. I mean, they've been introduced to the area, and they're putting an unsustainable pressure on the indigenous animals like the Texas horny toad and things like that that aren't used to this kind of influence of the predators.
Songbirds, et cetera, yeah.
Yeah. Right, sure. Right. So, I mean, it's great that he's concerned about the rights of the cat, but really, cats are not going to go extinct, and having that predatory pressure on our natural environment is causing, literally, birds and reptiles and other prey for these cats to be going extinct.
Okay.
So.
Well, Stephen, thanks for the point of view.
All right. Thanks a
Appreciate
lot.
Appreciate it. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Joss in Hearst writes, I'm decorating a guest room and want to have crown molding installed. My carpenter says it should be installed at an angle between the top of the wall and the ceiling, but it's not a very big room and I don't want the crown molding to overwhelm it. So I thought it should just be up. I thought it could be just put flat against the wall. What is the correct way, Jess asks, to install crown molding? Billy in Arlington writes, Jeff, are you sick? Not horribly. Got a little something. Thanks for your concern, though. Clint in Dallas asks, is there an effort to finally get wine and beer available at grocery stores and restaurants throughout Dallas? What are the current regulations, and how can they be changed? That's probably a whole show worth the topic right there. And let's see, Keith is wondering if anyone knows if a 2001 Land Rover Discovery can be taken out of four-wheel drive. Usually on other vehicles, you would place the transfer case shifter in neutral, but it doesn't seem to work on this one. Does anyone know the answer? 800-933-5372. Up next is Perry in Fort Worth. Hello, Perry.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for the call. And
you
I'm
bet.
On a cell phone. If the audio goes out, I apologize.
Me sound fine.
My question is, at least here in Fort Worth on the interstate, Interstate 20, and on South Freeway I-35, the striping, the lane striping, it has often been put on with like a stick-on, kind of analogous to an iron-on patch for your pants. But in the last month, they've all come off the road. And they're all over the place, like with debris, and it's a big mess. And if you're not sure what they are, it can be kind of startling to have something in the road in front of you. And I don't know if that's weather-related or what, but does anybody know what's going on with that?
All right. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Answers that have come in on the pet odor on the Jeep ragtop. Harold and McKinney says, try Simple Solution from a pet store like Petco or PetSmart. He says it'll take a few applications, but will eventually work. Kara Ann says there's a remarkable product sold at Sam's Club called Odoban. It's sold in a big jug in the cleaning products aisle. She says, I have 4 dogs and a cat, and it will take any bad smell out of fabric. She says, I use it for pet beds, towels, soiled linens, etc. She says, I use it in the washing machine as an additive to laundry detergent. If there's any way to put it into a spray washer and soak the Jeep top, it neutralizes the odors. She said, I recently soaked it into my carpet after my cat had a couple of accidents, and there is no longer the kitty smell, she says, in the carpet. On the feral cats, Kay says the cat rescue organization in Dallas, Google cat rescue, Dallas, that will loan live traps. Once cats are trapped, you take them to the group, and they'll be spayed or neutered and given rabies injections free. Let's see. Althea says, first get in touch with Feral Friends Network. They're at feralfriends.org and get some information about trapping and neutering. Second, you can't relocate them, certainly not in the wild. But there is an organization actually called Barn Cats Incorporated, which will help place them under certain circumstances, Althea says, in barn cat type situations. So you can try that, but otherwise know this. They'll come back where they live, and where there is a vacuum, others will take their place. Neutering and returning to their original place is the best thing you can do for them and for you. If you don't feed them, they'll find somewhere else on their own terms. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Ann in Fort Worth. Hello, Ann.
Hi. I also had a comment on the feral cats. We live in between Arlington and Fort Worth in an area that's got a lot of space and everything. And the organizations, I was going to suggest the Barn Cat Organization and also Feral Cats, because they will help you understand why to not relocate them. But we have lots of people that drop off or dump their cats and dogs in our neighborhood, and that's not usually a very good solution, because we have the coyotes get them, or we can't physically maintain all the animals that are dropped off out here. So I was going to suggest the same thing your previous caller did. I love barn cats. They do a great job. And the odor on the Jeeps, because we have so many animals dropped off out here, we have a problem with that. Odoban is great, but another solution is hydrogen peroxide and baking soda and a little bit of dish soap. It's great. You do a 6-to-1 ratio and then just about a tablespoon of soap, and it's awesome.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. On the grilled cheese front, Danielle says, my husband is a wonderful grilled cheese maker, and instead of butter, he uses olive oil in a pump aerosol bottle sprayed into the pan. Danielle says it's healthier than butter and still gives the crisp needed to hold up dunking in tomato soup. And you can find these pump bottles at places like Bed Bath & Beyond. Dr. Mark Hairston at the UT Dallas Center for Space Sciences says, hey, Jeff, you gave the right answer about snow and global warming. Weather is what happens on the short term this week, and climate is what happens in the long term, centuries. Even as the Earth warms, though, he says, we'll still have winters, but they'll be shorter and warmer. But if you're in a region that's still getting below freezing, the warmer climate will actually increase the amount of water vapor in the weather systems, so we will end up with more snow. It's counterintuitive, he says, I know, but that's how it works and how it is going to work. Hi, and Grand Prairie says, they explained the Toyota issue on All Things Considered yesterday. He said the family name was spelled with our equivalent of a D, and after a contest to produce a new logo, he says, I believe they said in 1958 and it had 28,000 entries. One was selected, but apparently the brush strokes for a T in Japanese had 8 strokes, considered a lucky number, so that's what they used to replace the D. 800-933-5372. Up next is Jillian in Lakewood. Hello, Jillian.
It's actually Lake Worth. That's okay.
Oh, Lake Worth, yeah.
I had 2 answers, one about the feral cats, but that's mostly been addressed already.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add that here in Lake Worth, in my backyard, I actually have several feral cats. And there is the Texas Coalition for Animal Protection. It's up near the Alliance Airport. On Thursday, they will take feral drop-offs, no appointments, to get spayed and neutered, to get, and then you can, you know, release them back where you found them. Their phone number is 817.
Oh, Jillian, let's not give out the phone number. We can put you on hold and get it from you, but just say what the name of the organization is again.
Okay, it's the Texas Coalition for Animal Protection.
Okay.
Their office is up near Alliance Airport.
Okay. And did you had another answer, too?
I had another answer. And sorry, that's my child. About the small dog, big dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Generally, a lot of small dogs have issues in general birthing naturally and will have to have C-sections. So to avoid unnecessary surgery and or, you know, death and dismemberment of your dog, you know, get them spayed and neutered. Don't leave your intact animals in the same area unsupervised. So it can happen. It's not safe for them. So don't get in that situation in the first place.
Very good.
So
hey, Jillian, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. A question that came from Destiny is about an educational program from the 90s. She says, my question is about this educational program that was shown in public schools that the main character was a little animated turtle who wore these huge black-rimmed glasses. She says, I can't remember if he worked for a newspaper or not, but he would get these assignments that went something like, take this paragraph and shorten it. There was a fire on Saturday. The fire took place in a blue house. The blue house was located on Rosebud Drive. Then the turtle would take the above paragraph and turn it into, there was a fire in the blue house on Rosebud Drive last Saturday. Destiny says, I would really love to know the name of this program. I'm a writer now, and I feel that I owe so much to this little turtle's tutelage. Does anybody remember the name of that show? Let's see. Mary in Raleigh, North Carolina, has a troop of slugs that keep reappearing near her back door. She says, I've wasted so much salt trying to kill them, and I need a better option. Can anyone help me figure out how to get rid of these nasty snails? Eric says, I'm at work and would really like to follow the American hockey game this afternoon on the Olympics. Does anyone know if there's a local radio station that will be broadcasting the game? And can it be streamed online for free? Let us know. 800-933-5372, which is where we find Sheridan calling from Louisville. Hello, Sheridan.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I got introduced to recycling by my dad taking me to recycle cans that we'd crushed. And I have a 7-year-old now, and we crushed a couple bags of cans, and I've looked and looked. I can't find anywhere to take them. Is that just gone away because of the city programs, or are there still places in the area that will do that?
There are some places down off of Good Latimer, mm-hmm. down in sort of the South Dallas area. If you look for, like, metal recycling plants online and call them and see if they'll take cans, they usually do. They usually will take aluminum. But maybe someone will have a suggestion for you. You're in the Louisville area?
Yes.
So maybe we'll get a suggestion for you before the end of the show for a place in Louisville, too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. This is where we got this from Father Jamond, who says, there was a question last week about the origin of the Queen of Sheba. He says, most biblical scholars believe the Queen of Sheba originated from what is now Yemen. However, there are other scholars who believe she was from Ethiopia near Aksum, which is near the Red Sea. Geographically, Yemen and Ethiopia sit on the Red Sea with little water distance between the two countries. Near Aksum, there is a place called the Queen of Sheba Palace and Ruin, which is a historical site. And recently, an archaeologist from Germany found remains dating back to the 10th century BCE, which is the time of Sheba and Israel's King Solomon, according to the Bible. He says, I've visited Ethiopia twice and have studied the biblical history of Ethiopia for over a decade. And in my opinion, anyone who acknowledges that the Queen of Sheba is from Yemen or Ethiopia stands in correct biblical history. If you have a question or answer, you can call us, 800-933-5372. You can also email us, anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. And from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. We've got a whole other segment. You can call us, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to CJ in Arlington. Hello, CJ.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering, whenever I swipe my debit card or credit card, I always get the message, remove card quickly. Is it going to harm my card if I do it slowly? Is it a security reason? Why does it say that?
I would think it has something to do with getting the whole magnetic strip in one fell swoop across the reader. But you know, we've never had that question. We've had the question about, you know, when your card kind of stops working, what to do. But that's a great question. Let's see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Up next is Ashley in McKinney. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks, Jeff. I love the show.
Thank you.
I have an answer regarding the crown molding.
Yeah.
There is a 45-degree miter on both the top and bottom of the crown molding pieces that allow it to fit up in the corner flush. And you can certainly take it, because most crown molding is flat, and put it flat against the wall. But when you do that, it starts exposing that bottom miter, and you'll see a visible gap. So you can do it. It's just going to look not right in most cases. And I have another answer for the gentleman in Louisville for recycling.
Yeah.
I'm in McKinney. It's a little bit of a trek, but there is a place called OK Recycling on 380 east of McKinney, and they will take cans and give you the good price on the aluminum port.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good day.
Up next is John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've got a DVD recorder and was wondering if there's all these different types of DVDs out there, minus R, plus R, RW. If someone has any information on what the best of those versions is for recording movies.
Okay.
And then I had a kind of tongue-in-cheek answer about the feral cats, and this is from experience. I used to be a groundskeeper at an apartment complex, and feral cats make some people's lives very miserable. And if people would just leave the bobcats and the coyotes alone, they'll take care of the problem.
Right, right. All right. Well, thanks for calling, John.
Thank you.
You bet. And let's get one more on crown molding from Dan in Bedford. Hello, Dan.
Yes, hello, Jeff. I'm a carpenter.
Yeah.
And a gentleman earlier had answered the question, but I have some suggestions about the crown molding.
Sure.
The lady might want to suggest trying some bed mold.
Okay.
And or a picture mold. And the bed mold can fit up on the ceiling line. It's a little bit smaller in detail. And also the picture mold can drop down from the ceiling line down to the wall anywhere from 4 to 7 inches. And basically what that is back in the day when they didn't want to poke a hole in their plaster, and they would hang their pictures from the picture mold with a ribbon. So they would hang the actual tack with a nail to the ribbon to that and hang the picture down from there.
I've even seen it where it's down about an eighth or a quarter of an inch from the ceiling, and they had hooks that you could hook the artwork
yes, sir.
To.
Correct. That is true. And the gentleman said earlier about the crown molding with the exposed gap at the bottom. Yeah, that can be sometimes a 45, which is correct, but sometimes that is a little bit more than that. But there will still be the gap at the bottom that creates a shadow line that is not necessarily appealing to the eye.
Sure.
So if she doesn't want a crown molding that is so big for the room, check into the smallest crown molding available and or a different suggestion, like mentioned earlier, the bed mold and or even a chair rail and or a picture mold.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for the tips, Dan. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Yes, sir. Thank you for your time, Jeff.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. A lot of great questions today. John in Dallas writes regarding the recent tragedy at SeaWorld, and he said, it got me to thinking, how do you actually transport a whale when you need to transport a whale? Steve, writing from somewhere around here, says, I'm an artist looking for industrial wooden cable spools at 60 inches in diameter. He says, I thought they'd be virtually free of scrap. However, I cannot find them anywhere. He says, I would be able to pay something for them. Does anyone know where I can find industrial cable spools, wooden cable spools, that are about 60 inches in diameter? Kevin writes, in the old days, you could push a car down the block, and I guess he means with your car, without any problems. What are the guidelines now for pushing another car if yours has airbags? Rosie in Dallas has a question for the bakers out there. What is the difference between a bread such as a banana nut bread and a cake like a chocolate cake? They both seem to contain the same elements, flour, sugar, eggs, shortening, etc. So why is one called bread and one called cake? Maybe, Rosie, it's the shape of the product. The loaf shape makes it a bread. I don't know. Call us, 800-933-5372. Up next is Lanny in Bedford. Hello, Lanny.
Yes, sir. I've got an answer on the grilled cheese sandwich.
Sure.
Okay, the best way I found to do them is in the oven on a pizza pan. Make it like you normally would, but go a little more sparingly on the butter. Cook them at 450 degrees preheated for about 6 minutes and 45 seconds to 7 minutes, and you get a crisp sandwich.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
It works. Thank you.
And let's talk next to Patty in Dallas. Hello, Patty.
Another grilled cheese sandwich?
Uh-huh.
You use a thin coat of Crisco. That's the only difference. The Crisco makes it crispy.
And you put it on the bread, just a little bit on the bread?
Little bit, thin coat, and a cast iron skillet helps.
Very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Up next is Mike in Farmersville. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Yes.
I was curious, in Farmersville, a business owner, if you live just outside city limits, you can't vote in the local election. Or if you own a business in town or even property in town, you can't vote in the local elections at city limits if you're not in city limits. Why? Is that a county or a local city thing? I was told it was
I think it has to do with where county. You live. I think it has to do with where you live because...
That is my question. If you're not in the city limits but you own a business there, you're not allowed to vote. And it has to be because you're not living in the city limits. But I'm wondering, is that those rules, someone told me that was maybe Collin County rules or it's not a local city statute.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll ask, see if we get an answer for you.
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right. Let's see. Philip says, a long time ago, I heard of this solution to slugs in your garden. He sent us this via email. Embed a small can, like a tuna can, in the ground so that the edge is even to the ground, and then put some beer in the can. He says the slugs will be drawn to the smell of the beer, crawl in, and drown. He says hopefully the listener can adapt it to her back porch situation and use the cheap, use those super, super cheap beer. Philip doesn't say that. I'm saying that. You know, get the cheapest stuff because they like it just the same. Let's see. Charlie says, crown molding is made to hang at about a 45-degree angle from wall to ceiling. It's not recommended for your smaller rooms, less than 7 feet in height. He says the joints to cut them are tricky, but a handful of books at Home Depot or Lowe's can show you how to do the joining, cut the joining angles with precision. Mark says, concerning the boulder growth, or the growth of some sort of living material on boulders, he says, I'm a landscape contractor, and I don't know, he says, that there's a way to start the growth on there. He says, some have lichen and some have moss. You may be able to start moss on it with lots of moisture and an implant, but in most cases, it comes that way in its natural state, and it's selected because of the shape, size, and gray or green growths that were existing on it when it was selected. And another answer from Kimberly, she says, they recently did a report on the news regarding the stripes on the road coming off. She says, TxDOT is using a new type of adhesive for the stripes, and with all the snow and rain, they didn't hold up. The company who they contracted the product from is in the process of restriping the roads, but that's been a problem. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Chris in, is it Kerrville? Chris, are you there? Going once, Chris. Going twice. Let's talk to Judy in Dallas. Hello, Judy.
Yes. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Yeah, same
to
you.
I got an answer for the turtle, the little cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Tudor. And his name was Tudor the Turtle. And the theme song, when he'd get to be the fireman, he would say, he'd get in trouble, he'd go, dwizzle, dwazzle, dwazzle, dwone, time for this one to come home. And then Tudor would go back to being the little Professor Turtle.
Was that the name of the show, or was it just
yeah. The name of the show was Tudor the Turtle.
Tudor the Turtle. Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Let's talk next to Chris in Mansfield. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
There was a question about the hockey game. I don't know of any radio stations that are going to be broadcasting it, but I was watching it on MSNBC.com the other day, the one against Canada. You can watch it for free, but I think you have to have like a subscription to a local like cable service or dish service. I have Dish Network, so I just typed in my username and password for Dish Network, and that allowed me to watch it for free online.
Oh, very good. Well, thanks for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's talk next to 800-933-5372 to Pete in Hearst. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Jeff. The answer to the question about the card reader and why you have to pull your card out fast, it's
yeah.
just the way they're designed. If you do it slowly, it won't read the information right. You'll get an error message. So it's really just as simple as that's the way they're designed. You just have to do it quick.
Very good. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from, I just misplaced it here. Well, let's talk next to Carmen in Fort Worth. Hello, Carmen.
Hi.
Yes.
I have an answer on the aluminum cans. If you're wanting to teach your 7-year-old how to recycle in a fun way and not necessarily for the money, you can find these square cube things, and you throw the cans in, and I don't know how many it takes, and they'll spit out pennies. And I know there's one at a Sam's on 35 by Tarrant County College.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question we had from anything at KERA.org. This is from Alan in Dallas, who writes with a question about the phone numbers on the air. He says, I'm just curious why you always prevent callers from giving out phone numbers. He says, I'm guessing you're protecting against people recording the number wrong and misdialing, or is it anything more complex than that? Well, you know, I mean, Alan, just if someone gave out your phone number on a radio show, you know, you would probably want to know about it ahead of time, or maybe somehow it gets mistransposed in the reading. You never know. So we're happy to take down numbers from people on hold and give those to the people who were looking for that information. But, you know, I just think that it comes with a risk to give out phone numbers on the air. So that's why we do it, just, you know, to try to be good neighbors, I guess. Let's talk next to Larry in Fort Worth. Hello, Larry.
Hey.
Yes.
got an answer for the getting rid of the slugs for your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's two ways to do it. One is that I buy a bag of rock salt and put in a sprayer and put it on your patio. But you got to avoid putting much on the trees or on your grass, because otherwise you will make it brown, will kill it. Now, if you want to get rid of the slugs in the grass, what you can do is buy yourself a can of snuff, like Copenhagen or Skulls, and mix it with a half a gallon of water and also about a quarter of a cup of detergent. Soak in the water for about maybe an hour. Okay, then pour it into a sprayer, hook up to your hose and spray your yard. That won't kill your grass. That won't harm your trees, but that definitely will get rid of a lot of pests on your grass, too. So
very good.
Okay, bye.
Well, Larry, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Let's talk next to Dan in Southlake. Hello, Dan.
Yes, in watching the recent Olympic figure skating events, mm-hmm. I noticed that all the skaters, when they perform their spins, always seem to turn in a counterclockwise direction. And I was wondering if that is, you know, a common situation, and if so, why?
It's a great question, and we probably won't get an answer from someone this week because we're almost out of time, but we'll try to get one for you for next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Alan in McKinney. Hello, Alan.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
Or afternoon.
Yes, sir.
In regards to trying to get lichens and such to grow on rocks, I have advice from my buddy back in New York, an old world stonemason, and he claims that when he split a rock to make it fit in a walnut, he would smear mayonnaise on it, and that would encourage growth. I don't think it's a guaranteed method, but it sounded pretty appropriate as far as supplying nutrients and such for things to grow on.
Very good. Well, thanks for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
And let's see, time for at least one more call from Robert in Oak Cliff. Hello, Robert.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The question I had was concerning foundations and the practice of using soaker hoses. And the reason I asked how effective that might be is because I've been watering the foundation even days at a time and have continued to have, you know, foundation problems even after I've had some extensive foundation work done. And you have a foundation that goes down perhaps 2.5 feet. And just how effective is that? And also, does anyone have any alternatives to soaking the foundation as opposed to using soaker hoses?
Okay. Well, we're out of time this week, but we'll try to get an answer for you for next week's show. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
It is Anything Bye. You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by yours truly. Our engineer is Nilofer Arsala. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you, Fiona. And our associate producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you very much, Betsy. You can download episodes of the show at kera.org/anything. And, of course, send your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.